All right, wrestling fans, it is December 20th, and this is Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, and I am Southern Dynamite. We are 1 week away from Christmas Chaos, so you would think I would have some big, huge super card ready to go with 10, 11, 12 matches. Uh-uh. I've got five matches. Five. One title match, because it is the mandatory television title match. But otherwise, we have just a showcase of talent that may or may not actually be involved in Christmas Chaos. But before we get to any of the matches, I begin the episode in the ring and invite Cowboy Ron Bass, Bobby the Brain Heenan, Iceman King Parsons, and Sunshine to the ring. When they arrive, I announce that next week, at Christmas Chaos, it will be the final match between Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass. Bass gloats that Iceman has one more shot to take the title away from him. Likewise, Iceman says that Bass has one more chance to actually defeat him in the ring. While they are posturing against each other, I add that this will truly be the last battle of Wisconsin, as our contract with the Pfizer Forum has not been renewed for 2024. Although the Christmas Chaos matches typically have random stipulations drawn right before the match, I am announcing the stipulations for the last battle of Wisconsin. As with its namesake, the last battle of Atlanta between Tommy Rich and Buzz Sawyer, the match will take place in a cage. In addition to the cage, there will be no pinfalls, no disqualifications. The last man standing will be the Illinois heavyweight champion. They can beat the crap out of each other all they want. The last one that is still on his feet is the Illinois champion. And boy, does that not sit well with them. But what are they going to do? I mean, I guess they can decide they don't want the match and I can just strip Cowboy Ron Bass of the title, right? Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to make sure they actually make it to the cage next week. All right, so five matches this week. So this will be a short podcast, but it has some great action in it anyway. First match is a six-man tag team match with Octagon and Psychosis teaming up with Jushin Thunder Liger to take on Great Kabuki and the Sheepherders. And it is a great six-man tag team match. These six men give a preview of what you can expect from the PWA in the next few months. Kabuki and Liger have had a good rivalry since they entered the PWA. Octagon and Psychosis are slated to face the Sheepherders as the number one contenders next week at Christmas Chaos. If this match is an indication, that match may steal the show. All six men are all over the place in the match. David Manning has a hard time keeping everything strictly by the rules. He manages to keep some semblance of order for most of the match. Psychosis and both Sheepherders have great moments in the match. The match continues wildly until Kabuki missed Psychosis so that Luke can roll him up for the pin in a time of 25 minutes, 7 seconds. Your winners are Great Kabuki and the Sheepherders. Next match is the television title on the line as Kendall Windham defends the title against Dan Spivey. Kendall and Spivey have a great match. About the 12-minute mark, the match spills to the outside. Spivey misses a clothesline against the ring post. Kendall slams Spivey back first into the ring post and rolls into the ring just before Nick Patrick's 10 count. Kendall retains the title with the countout, but this match took its toll on both men. Your winner and still television champion by countout this week in a time of 13 minutes, 15 seconds is Kendall Windham. Next match has Raven facing off against Brad Armstrong. And Raven and Brad have another great match, but it ends rather quickly. Brad gets caught climbing the turnbuckle. Raven takes him down with the superplex to get the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 11 seconds. Week number 4. Bob Holly, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. I'll let you guess. Yep. Fourth week in a row, it is Bob Holly with the upper hand again. And this week, Gilbert and Holly battle all over the ring. During the last of the ringside brawls, Holly drops Gilbert across the guardrail before barely making it in before Nick Patrick's 10 count. Holly barely grabs a cheap win in a time of 7 minutes, 16 seconds. What is it with the cheap wins? We've got Kabuki misting Psychosis. We've got Kendall Windham and Raven, or not, and Bob Holly both getting count out wins right before the 10 count. What is it going to be? I don't know. But we're now to our main event, the fifth and final match tonight. Another six-man tag team match. And this one is a doozy. World Tag Team Champions PG-13 teaming up with Iceman King Parsons to face off against former World Tag Team Champions Bad Company and the Illinois heavyweight champion, Cowboy Ron Bass. I sound like Vince McMahon here, putting the two guys who are going to be more than likely in the main event next week at Christmas Chaos into a match tonight, but not by themselves. Let's throw in another match as well as we bring in what is going to be a preview of the World Tag Team Titles match next week. Aside from all the Vince McMahon booking style, the match is more intriguing, as on one side you have Sunshine and Trish Stratus as the managers. The other side you have Bobby the Brain Heenan and Gary Hart. This could break down on the outside without even involving any of the people in the ring. Well, but the match highlights all six men, involving everyone battling everyone else. Eventually, though, Heenan and Hart get into it on the outside. They have conflicting ideas as to how their wrestlers should handle the match, and especially who should get the pin. It comes to blows between the two managers. Bad Company comes off the ring apron to defend their manager, leaving Bass to take on Iceman King Parsons by himself. He's looking for a tag, but there's nobody there. Iceman takes advantage of the situation, but Bass pokes him in the eye. Bass climbs out of the ring and starts to argue with Bad Company. Nick Patrick has no choice but to count Bass out. PG-13 and Iceman King Parsons get the victory in the match, but it is under strange circumstances. Next week, there will be no strange circumstances. A random stipulation for the World Tag Team titles. The last battle of Wisconsin for the Illinois heavyweight title match. All of that is coming up next week. Come back, and you will see what chaos Christmas can truly provide.